Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vitovit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare, se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga.
Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Precucci.
Sì?
Marco Precucci, quello del Vita Beat Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah,
cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove viene?
Rimini.
Ecco, ci trovo.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Vita Beat Show in diretta su Spreaker.
Ci siamo.
Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale, 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate, con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo, vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
Nationwide PA test on the internet through Twitter explaining the situation and why I had quit. I had quit because I had not gotten paid from BMI. I had quit because they're BS. I quit because they never paid me. That is why I quit. specifically, Obama listening to this actually specifically told me not to speak to anybody in South Dakota, basically pertaining to, because they already know what they're doing here. So that's the reason why they told me not to talk to anybody in the state of South Dakota. Being to the fact that I am the victim here, and being to the fact that they did what they did, is the reason why I'm not doing anything. And being to the fact that the Civil Police Department had actually advised me to talk to DHS, which I did multiple times, which I had to wait, and basically I couldn't wait till now. So I had to wait till now to get everything situated, and they had to get my status approved. When I had actually talked to them, it was actually 2014. That is when I actually had talked to them. Prior to that, I talked to them in 2013. Got a hold of me through Google Hangouts. That's the reason why I am, and I've been waiting for the situation to know. Obama was the only first one who actually got a hold of me in the first place. He was actually the one who actually sent me the email through Gmail, nmkketou@gmail.com. He's the original person who sent me the email. And I still have the video that he sent as well in part of the situation. So being to the fact it was actually Google Hangouts as well. So I still have the link. Let's see what else we have here. You guys had noticed that I had posted up on Twitter as well that I had been approved through the system for Obamacare. That's been noted. That has been noted. And being to the fact that I have been noted, I have been approved. One thing that has been noted, and they have been listening to, is my address in San Francisco. That's how I got approved. My address in San Francisco does go back to the City College of San Francisco. That's how they got a hold of me. That's how they got my information. That's how they got my notices. And that's how I got my other information, too. When the Art Institute had actually got a hold of me, Dolene, she is the one who actually given that away to on the phone call that we had, or that I had with her. Tay stating that I am at the Silicon Valley campus. Basically, I am with Microsoft and the SETI Institute through UC Berkeley. My address at City College of San Francisco is because of the reason of the mail theft under what my ID says that I have with me. My ID states 1800 Ocean Avenue. My ID states that it's actually noted in the system through the federal program I'm in. And it's also stated through the FCC. So the FCC knows about the situation. The FCC's been watching. And that is one thing that had gotten me the other day. And in fact, that it was the reality is they told me not to listen to them. So that's the reason why I told people what I said. Not to listen to the public, not listen to people in South Dakota or anybody who's trying to commit fraud. Being to the fact that they already know what they're doing. And I'm not going to say any names because I don't want to put them out there basically for what they're doing because they know who they are. But I will say this, though, that I have been approved. I have been noted. But the only issue is that they are the one that has the issue. So basically, he gay treachery to the FCC. I'd expose the court cases filed through the FCC by me to expose it to him. And there's nothing more that has been said since that day, or since yesterday. So, they've seen all the emails, they've seen all the phone information, conferences, you know, stuff like that, and they've seen all the other stuff that's been noted. So that's going to be looking at going to court. And think to the fact that he never got paid, that's basically why the reason that this whole thing is the way it is. 18 minutes in the program here. Basically giving you updates on noted way was from Obama. My status with DHS and USCIS along with immigration enforcement along with the ICE program states that I am here on conditional terms, meaning that I am only here for a certain amount of time and are only on conditions. So, in order for me to remove the conditions, I have to apply or to appeal the decision of the conditions. That's noted. So, thanks to the fact that I am here only on conditional terms from DHS, USCIS, and ICE, you know, other places, along with FEMA and, you know, other federal programs, but because I am an immigrant, I have to prove myself who I am. I have to prove myself what I'm doing, not only through college, but I have to prove myself as an immigrant, international immigrant. And I am known internationally. So, is the reason why I am here. I'm not here because of what you are doing. I'm here because of college. I'm here because I am been approved through the FCC, through FEMA, through DHS, through ICE, and through USCIS. So, along with Obamacare. It was supposed to be set for a political asylum. It was the initial terms as far. But thanks to the fact that it has been changed for only conditional terms only, there is restrictions. So, my pending approval status with DHS is pending currently. On the application, it states my roommate's name. It would state no that I live with her. On the application, it states my address in San Francisco, which is noted. That's how I got approved. And that's how I got my identity verified through the system. So, and being to the fact that I still have my ID card with me, which is currently expired on another term through the FCC and stuff like that, is why I am no longer on the, you know, through the other program with BMI, because BMI hasn't paid me. BMI has not done anything to pay the royalties to me. And BMI hasn't said anything because the fact that the bank fraud brings it back to the stolen mail, which my roommate knows about, and to the fact that I have never been paid. They got sued over the situation, bring to the fact that they get sued is the cause of the uproar, is the cause of the situation of the nation, of the United States, and real life. It's the reason why this whole case is the way it is. And think of the fact that I had told you guys that from the beginning, you're not be doing what you're doing because you're going to get everybody in trouble. And which you guys had did. And everybody's in trouble. The nation's in trouble. Russia has the United States surrounded currently. They are looking at California, the California seaboard, and all the way up through Alaska. They have bases in other places, and we're not going to disclose that because of the fact that of the advisors. As I said in the last program, I did actually submit or got a hold of somebody in which they actually got a hold of me in the first place. All I did is basically submitted my information stating that I had quit because they never paid me, stating that I had never received any money. My mail wasn't going. Exposed the photo of me holding the information, and along with my ID. That is enough basically there to get the United States grounded. So I can understand and interpret Russian, but I cannot speak Russian. I can speak Japanese, I can speak Chinese, only for a certain time, and I can actually interpret Japanese, Tagalog, Cebuano, Spanish, and speak it too. That's another thing for the people in the Philippines as well, is that I can't actually write in the old script, the Babayan script, through the Philippines, in which I did have proven that as well. The old Babayan script through the Philippines goes way back into the pre-war era, I think is what they said, like, in the Spanish for there. So it's basically when that was. My pending criminal status with DHS is basically pertaining to my situation with my work. Only on conditional terms only. But given the fact that I did quit working for BMI, it's probably going to be used only for college purposes. And I will no longer be going back to work for Back Equity Incorporated. Think of the fact that they had not paid me in reality. When it's in the program. If there's any callers going to be coming in, you can call now at 657-383-0568 is the number to call in. Now is the time. This program actually does get supported by ads, which is downloaded after the program and submitted to Mixcraft, along with Spreaker.com. Our live stream is no longer available, and we will not be using that platform any longer. We do have YouTube, though, so you can just go to YouTube and to listen to it as well. If there's any questions, any concerns, you know how to get a hold of me. 415-890-5171 is the number to call in. You know, to text or leave messages or whatever. You can also text or SMS at 424-239-5336 is the number to SMS at. You can also send photos. You can also send your request to that number as well. That is noted with Spreaker as well. So that you can actually send all the information there. That phone number is basically pertaining to only SMS only. Can't call out on that number. I can only text. Again, any callers, any phone number, 657-383-0568 is the number to call in. Time right now is 9:50 a.m., 8/10/2015, Monday. Without further ado, if there's no phone calls, no information, no texts, to be closing.
and gentlemen, the Bitovit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo, e ti basta un no farti libero. Se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza, ma si clicca. Se per te è una professione, o magari è solo un gioco, e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga
da me.
Lei è?
Marco Percucci.
Sì?
Marco Percucci, quello del Vita Beat Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano crene e buona musica. Carino.
Eccoci tu.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18:30. Show, certo, su Spreaker.
Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che tu ora potrai avere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo, vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
This is a production for the Little Bit Show. Copyright 2012-2015 Universal, a network of multilingual radio group in association with the United Nations, a service of World Public Media International, a part of WC47 San Francisco and Conversant, owned by Universal Pictures, Universal Music Enterprise. Email marketing by Asia.com and USA.com. All rights reserved.